Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, Mr. Humble, at your service. Bill Brandt's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Bill's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is his 12th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's pretty excited about that, I can tell you. He's the president and the CEO, Development Specialist Incorporated. He is one of our top political operatives as well. He spins to the left. He's of the Democrat persuasion. He's our good friend, Bill Brandt. Welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks, Jim, although I prefer to think I'm of the center, you know.
I know. Well, you know, I have to say, when I said that, I thought, that's not quite fair, because you and I actually do agree on a couple of things, don't we?
Well, when I'm standing in the center, I can use my binoculars to see you way over on the right, you know?
Over here on Main Street, I prefer to call it Main Street, not the right. You've got your name, I've got my name. Hey, Bill, I want you to give us your perspective on what's going on in Eastern Europe. The Russians, Putin basically invaded and is now occupied Crimea, which is an adjunct of Ukraine. What do you think about all that?
Well, you know, I always take, when you and I chat, I take it from the perspective of your listeners, and I'm sure many of them are wondering, what's this got to do with me or with the price of tomatoes? And the answer is everything. The energy world has changed. The U.S. is a net producer now of natural gas, but there are restrictions on our export of natural gas. Natural gas is primarily what Russia ships. It's mostly a commodity exporter to Western Europe. And as this situation evolves, I suspect you're going to see the U.S. Congress eventually lift the restriction on the export of U.S. natural gas. I think you're going to see some plants being built to liquefy natural gas so it can be shipped. Mm-hmm. But when that happens, America's energy revolution is going to be complete, but you're also going to see the price of natural gas and some of these other energies rise. It may make, as the world market goes, some of the alternatives, solar and wind that have been priced out, getting more interesting.
So you think liquefying natural gas and exporting it from our country will cause that value, that commodity, to go up?
I think at some point, just the raw demand. If we wind up trying to replace a significant portion of what Russia ships to the West, and I think we can. So, I think you're going to see a significant investment in infrastructure.
So you're saying because it's bottled up here in the United States and we don't really have that much of an ability to export it, then it's bottled up here, we got lots of it, and so with prices down, but once it can be packaged and bottled, and so to speak, and transported, the global demand will eat up that excess supply, and it'll make the overall price go up, supply and demand.
I don't think the price is going to go skyrocketing, but I think it's going to go up
that's
enough
interesting.
To produce. It's going to go up enough to produce a new kind of drilling.
So will it then have the opposite effect that we want it to have on Russia and cause them their value to go of for natural gas to go up?
It might in the short run, but in the long term, you can't. The market for natural gas is only as good as people are willing to take your product. And if right now, it would be difficult to replace the pipelines that service the West from Russia with liquefied natural gas. We have two reasons, Jim. One, we have a law that prevents us from exporting natural gas and oil coming off the old Alaska pipeline arguments.
Right.
We've got to reverse that, then we've got to build a liquefication plants. We can do that pretty easily.
Any of that going to happen in the Obama administration?
I think it's going to. I don't know that it has much to do with the Obama administration, as dumb as it sounds. I think market forces will drive it.
Okay.
I think at some point Congress will get. I mean, the energy producers will say, "Can we export this?" And there's enough that makes sense, and it certainly helps our balance of payments.
Bottom line, should the United States care? Should Americans, the average American, care that Russia has Crimea?
Yes, and the reason that they should care is places like Latvia, Lithuania,
Estonia,
and Estonia, and you could go on to Belarus and
yep.
some of the others.
And maybe Poland.
I don't think. I mean, I think Poland would be a push, and you'd be talking about World War III.
Yeah, we'd be three for Poland, but still, that would be next after those countries, right? I mean, that'd be
they would
share a border with a now occupied Russia.
I think that in the near future, you're likely to see the U.S.
Could we have prevented this? Could another president have prevented Putin from doing what he did?
No, George Bush couldn't prevent the invasion
right.
of Georgia.
He didn't. But would Bill Clinton have prevented this, or would the same thing have happened? You think it was a fait accompli?
I don't think it's a fait accompli. I think it's the tides of history.
Yeah, interesting. All right, we'll come back. We're going to talk about the United States divesting itself of ownership and ultimate control of the Internet. What do you think about that? We'll see what Bill says after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.